Refugee camp, conspiracy theory, why? Yeah, why?
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
We're not going to want to take our eyes off of this little through line. Folks, my name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, coming to you from 540 AM WAUK in southeastern Wisconsin. But of course, you can listen to me all across the Civic Media Talk Radio Network. And if you want to see some of my crazy hand gestures and facial expressions, you can always watch us on Civic Media's YouTube page and on Facebook. So check us out there. Hello to all the folks that are watching on Facebook, X, and YouTube. Great to see you all. On Facebook, you can find the live stream at Maggie Dawn Show. Same thing on X. And for YouTube, it is Civic Media's YouTube channel. Go check it out and join us that way as well. You can comment in those streams. I will see them. And you folks listening on the radio or over your streaming device, your Alexa, whatever you got going on, you can text in 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I will see your text messages, as well as call us on that same number and join this conversation about all this real news happening today. 855-75-CIVIC, that's 855-752-4842. What I am talking about first, and we're going to get to the Pete Hegseth hearing. Cardi has been working furiously to try to get the cuts together for us. It is always hard to do to bring you these sounds to get us on the air when we got so much stuff happening in the morning. So we're cleaning that up. We're putting the bow on it so I can get to that. But I promised you yesterday, and I wanted to start here, because Jack Smith's report on the January 6th investigation dropped this morning at 12:01 a.m. That's volume one. Volume two, the report about Trump's theft, stealing of the super secret spy documents case will never see the light of day. That's my prediction. That's not a fact. That's a Maggie Dawn prediction. But I am going to tell you, you can take that one to the bank. Here is how we got here. And the things to keep your eye on are Judge Aileen Cannon, the judge that presided, note the past tense here, over the super secret spy documents case until she dismissed it because she concluded, contrary to all other federal appellate court rulings, that the special prosecutor's office is unconstitutional. Boy, I wish Hunter Biden, I bet Hunter Biden's like, I wish I would have known that. She dismissed the case and yet has continued to issue these rulings. So if you're on the line, stay there. I want to get through sort of this sequence of events because it's kind of mind-boggling, both in its complexity, but also in its impact. So keep your eye on Aileen Cannon doing things beyond her jurisdiction, that's one. And two, everything that she's doing is either unclear, very nonspecific, and all designed to slow everything down so that by the time Donald Trump is sworn in on Monday, it all goes away. That's why we're never going to see this document, at least not within the next, 4 years or so. Yeah, not going to see it. Okay. Here we go. Strap in. Then we're going to go to the phones and the text lines. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. If you're on the phone, stay there. We're going to take all these comments and thoughts and questions about this because it's not simple. But this is often how justice is stolen from the American people, by burying it in delay and complexity and sheer grotesque incompetence. All right, on January 7th, Aileen Cannon issued a temporary injunction purporting to block the release of Jack Smith's final report. She didn't specify which portion of the, just the whole thing, final report, which therefore seemed to prevent the release of the report, Volume 1, that related to January 6th. Guess which case Aileen Cannon never had any jurisdiction of? Everyone should be shouting at their radios or your screens if you're watching on YouTube. She never had anything to do with the January 6th insurrection criminal case against Donald Trump. Never had anything to do with that. Why do you think you can enjoin or have any jurisdiction about the report that relates to a case that you never had anything to do with? You don't need a JD. You don't need a law degree to know you don't. You don't have any jurisdiction there. So she issues this temporary injunction. Now, this was based on Donald Trump's request that she do so, which he filed with Aileen Cannon. Here's how you know all of this is garbage. Because Donald Trump's two co-defendants in the super secret spy documents case filed the same request. The same request to enjoin release of the final report. But guess where they filed that request? In the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, the court that has jurisdiction over the super secret spy documents case. So there's two different questions of jurisdiction going on. She has nothing to do with the January 6th case at all. You can't say anything about a report having to do with a case that you've never had in your courtroom. That's jurisdictional problem one. She doesn't even acknowledge that. Jurisdictional problem two, you dismiss the case, Aileen. It's not before you anymore. You dismiss the case on this bogus theory that the special counsels are unconstitutional, and the Department of Justice appealed that ruling up to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. That's the court that now has the super secret spy document stealing case. And here's how you know that this was baloney and designed only to subvert justice and delay, 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 because Walt Nauta and Dale Oliveira, Trump's two co-defendants in the super secret spy documents case, guess where they filed their request? In the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. Oh, yes. You know, the court with jurisdiction actually over the super secret spy documents case. So we're going to pick right back up where we left off. So two weird things there. She doesn't have anything to do with the January 6th insurrection case, so that's weird thing one. Weird thing two, you don't have the case anymore, Aileen. So we're going to pick back up on January 8th, and I'm going to take you all the way up to today. This matters, y'all. Justice delayed is justice denied, and the American people are being denied the most essential set of facts relative to a former president's criminality in modern American history. Keep it locked. I'm your friendly lady lawyer, Maggie Dawn, right here on The Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.